Chalmers is a native of New Zealand and a board member of the Seattle Christ Church Sister City Association. Here he discusses the iconic plant of New Zealand, flax.
The native name Harakeke is from the Māori language, and it's a Polynesian language. The names that we have for our plants and animals and everything usually originate from look or feel, and the name is given. When the English came, of course, the Latin names were given. So Phorium tenax, which in New Zealand most people would recognize it as flax. The main bird that pollinates the New Zealand flax bush is the tui. And the way the tui pollinates is with its beak. It has a curved beak because of the flowers that are produced by the flax bush are curved. They're a dark red colour. And the tui is like such a hilarious bird. It's so beautiful. It's black with a little wee white feather underneath. It's amazing. It puts its curved beak into the curved flower. Also, there's a saying about the flax bush. If you are to trim the flax bush, you never cut the center spear. The flax bush is made up of speared leaves. You never cut the center spear because that would kill the flax bush. And if you were to kill the flax bush, then where would the tui go? There are many uses for the Phorium tenax or the Harakeke, and one of the main uses would have been for baskets, or what you would call a kete in the Māori language. And that's just like a small purse. Very popular now back home. I mean, there's thousands of uses for it. Very strong fibre for used in making ropes, using it to make paper. I remember as a young child watching the old ladies cutting and treating the flax to make skirts for traditional cultural dance of the Māori people of New Zealand.